This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, we have two reports on skin disease. We take a look at triggers that can cause flare-ups. We start with psoriasis. It's painful, and it has the added discomfort of being embarrassing. NPR's Patty Naiman begins her report on how patients cope at a fashion event.
A fashion show in New York City. Cindy McGowan walks the catwalk. Like the other models, McGowan wears a custom-designed outfit of spaghetti-strap dress, showing off her arms, which are covered with psoriasis, thick, dry, red patches of skin.
I have it on both my elbows, both my knees, both my ankles. I have large patches up the back of my triceps, some patches that go down to my wrist and on all of my knuckles. And I also have a different pattern. They kind of call it the raindrop pattern, where it just sprinkles little dots on different parts of your body.
All the models, including one man, have severe cases of plaque psoriasis, the most common form of the disease. It's not contagious, although uneducated strangers often think it is. At its most severe, it can be very painful and itchy. It comes and goes. No one knows exactly why outbreaks occur. Psoriasis is a chronic, lifelong disease.
Let's welcome Cynthia, who's wearing a...
McGowan says events like this, co-sponsored by drug manufacturers and the National Psoriasis Foundation, among others, aim to demystify the disease so strangers don't gawk. For Isabel Estevez, this kind of support was literally life-saving, she says. Estevez was diagnosed at 5 years old. At 9, she had an experience that shaped her life. She was at a water park.
My skin was pretty bad, broken out, and a young girl approximately my age with her mother saw my skin and immediately freaked out and tugged on her mother. Oh, my God, what's wrong with that girl? And the mother looked at me shocked, equally in terror, pulled her daughter away from me, you know, just said, stay away. And it was at that point that I never went back to a water park or... That's when I really began hiding my skin from the world, because just the look on their faces really just sent me into shame.
So Estevez wore pants and long sleeves, no matter how hot. She never wore her hair up. She wore jackets all the time. Then she did an internet search on psoriasis and found the National Psoriasis Foundation, which happened to be having a conference in Chicago near her home.
I genuinely thought I was going to show up to this conference and I would be the only one there. And imagine my eyes when I walked in and there was a room full of 500 people, all with psoriasis, all who knew what I was going through. I saw people exposing their skin and not afraid, and it in turn gave me the inspiration to do the same.
Support from other patients, says Estevez, have helped bring her out of hiding.
You know what? I wear whatever I want. I mean, if it's cold, I wear long sleeves. If it's hot, I'll wear sleeveless. I'll wear shorts. If someone wants to go to the beach, okay, what time should I be there? I'll bring my sunscreen.
There is no cure for psoriasis, and treatments often fail or wear off over time. Some people use anti-itch creams, which often contain cortisone or other steroids. There are ointments that contain tar, creams that reduce scaling, dandruff shampoos, moisturizers, vitamin D or A. Oatmeal baths can soothe, and ultraviolet light treatments can help. For severe psoriasis, there are medicines to suppress the body's immune response, because psoriasis is thought to be an autoimmune disease where the body's immune system turns on itself. But the most promising treatments, say dermatologists like Mark Lebwohl from Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, are drugs called biologics, which came on the market about 5 years ago.
Most of the biologics available are forms of antibodies that are directed against specific parts of the immune system.
Because the drugs suppress the immune system, patients may be more vulnerable to certain infections and even malignancies. Lebwohl says there's a dramatic new biologic awaiting federal approval.
For the first time, we actually have an injection where you get 4 shots a year, and it clears the majority of patients. With just 4 shots a year. And that is a true breakthrough.
About 3/4 of patients with severe psoriasis saw dramatic improvement. For half of the patients, the psoriasis cleared completely. Patty Naiman, NPR News.